All right, Hopkins Junior High School, welcome to CMEA Jazz South. This is Jeff Lewis from San Jose State University. Looking forward to your performance this morning.
Those minions you gave birth to.
All right, nice tempo, really comfortable, good strong beginning. I'd like to hear maybe a little more volume to contrast with the melodic section we have here, the melody. Also with that strong beginning, the tempo dragged a little bit when the melody came in at 9. I'd like to hear a lot more from the saxes, volume-wise. Especially over these melodic sections. It almost sounds too pretty. Almost like they're playing in concert band volume rather than really getting aggressive with the articulation. Da-do-da. Especially the end of phrases, like at 16 with a crescendo. And the drummer doesn't have to play all the hits. And then here, after the hit, and then come down to hi-hat. So key change here. So when we're going from one tonal center to the other, let's make a little bit more of the changes. So here we're in a different key, trying to find out where the solo section is. So when it goes to concert, D, B, E, A, all those. The B, the E, the A, that out of the tonal center of the tune. So we'll make a big deal of the guide tones or the thirds and sevenths. Because a group plays really well, and I really like the phrases that they're coming up with, the melodic and syncopated melodies that they're coming up on their own, but they just tend to play in one key, as you know. Go ahead and saxes, go ahead and be more aggressive. Lead alto, you can really blow out here and have the Barry support really loud on the bottom. And anytime the drummer hits a splash cymbal, a crash cymbal, excuse me, to use the bass drum as well. And you can also supplement it with the snare. So when they're hitting for emphasis, dot, do, dot, dot, is bass drum, snare, and crash cymbal. So a little more aggression out of the drummer, you can let him loose. The group plays really well together. A good time. It's not really dragging. It's not speeding up. It's very comfortable. All the kids can play. Now I would just like to hear more aggression and volume, really, over this during the shout sections. Yeah, trumpets. So all of these nice ending. So all those articulations, you can be like, what's the word? More aggressive, but not only that, it's more articulated. It's more exaggerated. That's the word I'm looking for. So you can exaggerate all those articulations. 77. Da, do, da, dot. And I always tell the kids, never slur into an articulation. So if you have two moving eighth notes, do dot, long, short, and like even at 80, do dot dot. It's not even written right. It's the eighth notes on beat three and is accent. It should be long and then capped. Dot, do dot dot. That's jazz phrasing. So a lot of times your articulations are written incorrectly. Do do da do da da, and then you've got the top part of the melodic line at 77. You have boo do da do da. So the end of two, you want to put a little accent on it. So it's like all the high parts of the melodic running eighth notes, you can accent. Boo do da do da do da do da dee da do da da. I like the use of the vibes instead of the guitar. Not that I don't like the guitar, but it's a nice blend with piano and the vibes. I'm lost the bass. Oh no. Nice alto solo. Very comfortable. Good sound. Maybe a little vibrato. And I'm always telling the kids now, like, the tempo is 1, 2, 3, vibrato, bow, wow, 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 or bow, wow, 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 or somewhere in there. Eighth note or triplet feel vibrato-wise, not too wide, and terminal vibrato, so where you're playing at the end of, you know, terminal vibrato, so at the end of a long line, jazz terminal vibrato, where you're holding a note, da, and then warming up the end of the phrase. I would also maybe do a little bit of swells with that melodic line. Dee da 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 dee da. Blow through dee da. So hairpins, crescendo and decrescendo. Bars 29 through 32. Maybe a little more with that. 36, go to forte. Just so there's a little more dynamic contrast. Nice job, rhythm section. Doom. Good job, Bayo. There's the bass. Boom, boom. Nice job, lead trumpet. Careful of the intonation there. High G's tend to be pretty sharp. So, bar 49, da 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 dee da 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 dee da da da. I would play those accented eighths long. Okay, I was looking at the rating for this group, and I don't know if it was a 1 or a 2. And the only reason I bring that up is because they are like... an articulation, an aggression, a volume change away from being a 2. I think it can happen within a week as far as... bringing their aggression level up to match the volume required of the song, and the articulations can be more aggressive as well and exaggerated, and the saxes can really, really blow out. It's such a different, I don't want to say violent, but I know I'm overusing the word aggressive, but that's what it is with the sax section, especially with the articulations. And you're probably not going to find that in the concert band setting as opposed to the jazz band. You can really let loose and really blow, support a lot of air, fill the horns. I'm finding, especially sax sections, they're afraid to really blow out. Maybe a little slower for Rorik Quartermain. Not that you have to play exactly like Joe Henderson's original version. It sounds a little frantic. Maybe a little bit slower. Careful of those low notes on the trumpet. They're a little bit sharp. They're doing a good job of playing the melody. It's just a little frantic. And then holding the last note, I would eliminate and go the other way. And taper. So trumpet, we got B minor, D minor, so we change to the F natural, which is going to really bring out that key change. Key of C, key of B flat, key of A flat. Yeah, so this is really an awesome opportunity to investigate playing, as we say, playing the changes and making the adjustment as the chord changes change. So what I would, maybe if I could suggest, is guide tones, thirds and sevenths. As the keys change, those are the target notes. Maybe have the kids go over the changes and they can even write out a solo using guide tones, and just so they can see where those changes are, so that they can make those changes in their solo, and they have something to work towards. Like, I'm going to approach hitting and then F sharp and bar whatever, or that F natural and bar whatever. Hope that makes sense. A little more aggressive on the tongue. Tonguing da 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 do da. So those, once again, that eighth notes. Do da. Yeah. There's a blend and the balance is really good. The time is excellent. Careful trumpets when they play in unison. They don't have to play as loud, obviously. Strength in numbers. Over these louder sections, you can also have the rhythm section bring up their intensity and volume. Careful when you're doing the fills. There you go. There you go. Yeah, just so the fills are in time. I'm wondering if these hits are even written in the drum part. They can do some following of the hits. So I can suggest giving the trumpet player a lead trumpet part so that they can see the hits if you want to add something. So instead of and then doing a tongue stop, da tapering. Yeah, so instead of a rap. Da, careful of the time. Da 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 da. So da da do da do tuk tuk da da do da. Just during the whole notes of time was getting a little squirrely. But I think just some changes in articulations and volume and aggressiveness, especially in the saxes. And the lead alto really, really start to blow and get a little bit of edge on their sound, and have the berry really support the bottom, so that all the colors in the and the sax tonal spectrum are really being represented. I'm just getting lost, and I think it's just a volume thing. I think it's just an air thing, because everyone plays really great. I can tell these kids are taking private lessons, and the ensemble is playing cohesively, and it's really, really a good group. I mean, you have a lot of options here, and I really enjoyed that performance this morning, and I definitely look forward to the next one. Thank you so much for coming.